Next is a lecture on Jamashtami, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4, 1969, in Hamburg, Germany.
Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Tritiya Satpirishan. This is a verse from Vishnu Purana. It is stated there that Vishnu Shakti Para, the energy of the Supreme Lord, is spiritual. Energy and the energetic, they are not different. Just like the sun shine is the energy of the sun globe. But the quality of sun shine and the sun globe is the same. It is not different. The sun shine is bright, illuminating, hot. Similarly, we can understand the sun glow, the temperature may be very high, but the quality is the same. So, Vishnu Shakti Parapra, God has got one energy. That energy is spiritual energy. And Kshetrajnakya Tathapara. And the same energy is manifested in another form, which is called Kshetrajna or marginal energy. Or the energy in which we living creatures are acting. And avidya karma sangha anya tritiya satpurusha. And besides this energy, there is another energy which is avidya, ignorance. Karma Sangya, and it is based on fruitive activities. Anya. Anya means besides these two energies, spiritual energy and the marginal energy, living entities, there is another energy which is called avidya. Avidya means ignorance. And Karma Sangya. And in that energy, one has to enjoy the fruit of his own labor. This is the material world. This material world is also energy of Krishna or God. But here, ignorance prevails. Ignorance is prominent. Avidya, ignorance. Therefore, one has to work. Practically, one hasn't got to work. But because one is in avidya, ignorance, therefore, he has to work. Avidya, karma, sangya, anya, tritiya, satpurusha. So actually, there is one energy, the spiritual energy. Krishna, God, is the whole spirit, and the energy is emanating from Him, that is also spiritual. Oh. Shakti Shaktimato Abhinna. In the Vedic language, we understand that the Shaktiman or the energetic Krishna and the energy, they are non-different. So this material energy is also non-different from Krishna. In other words, of Vedic language, it is said, Sarvam Khaliram Brahma. Everything is Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says that Maya Tatamidam Sarvam. Sarvam means all. Idam. This manifestation, this cosmic manifestation, whatever you are experiencing, Krishna says that I am expanded as this cosmic manifestation. Maya tatamidam sarvam abhakta murtina. This impersonal feature of bhakti. Mathani sarvabhutani naham tesu avasthitaha. Everything is resting on me, or everything is expansion of myself. Naham tesu avasthitaha. But I am not there. This philosophy, Achinta Vedavet, simultaneously one and different, is our philosophy inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although it is in the Vedanta Sutras. So, everything is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Lord. But there are two classes of philosophers. One class says that God and the living entities are different, and there is another philosopher, monist philosopher, they say God and the living entities are one. So, this Achinta Vedavet philosophy accepts that God and the living creatures, they are simultaneously one and different. They are one in quality. Just like the energy and the energetic, the sun glow and the sun shine. In quality, in sunshine there is heat, there is illumination, light. In the sun glow also, there is heat, there is illumination. But the degrees are quite different. You can bear the heat and illumination of the sunshine, but you cannot go to the sun glow, or you can bear the heat and temperature there. The scientist says that so many millions miles away, if somebody goes or some planet goes near the sun glow, it will immediately burn into ashes. Similarly, God and ourselves, Krishna and living entities, they are qualitatively one. But quantitatively, we are very minute. Anu. We are smaller than the atom. Nowadays, there is atomic theory. We can see the atoms within the holes of the windows when there is focus of sunlight. That is called prasaranu. Prasaranu means fixed atoms combine together, then it is visible. Otherwise, atom is also not visible with our naked eye. There is atomic theory, Paramanu Bhav, in Vedic literature also. And Bhagavad says that the scientist may be one day able to count how many atoms are there within this universe. This is not possible, of course, but it is theoretically. The Vedic Srimad Bhagavat says that it may be possible someday, by scientific research, one can count how many atoms are there within this cosmic manifestation. Still, it is not possible to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our ordinary sense perception. अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि न भवे ग्राह्यम इंद्रिय कृष्णा आर गॉड इज नॉट परसीवेड बाय आवर मेटीरियल सेंस इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल अतः देयरफॉर श्री कृष्ण नामादि अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि नामादि Samadhi means beginning from his name, because we try to understand Krishna beginning by chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna. Then, after chanting Hare Krishna, when our heart is purified, then we can understand his form, Satchidananda Vigraha. So either his name or his form or his quality or his paraphernalia or his activities, none of these can be understood by your material sense. It is not possible. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavi Vrayam Indriya. Indriya, the senses. Then, how it is understood? Sevan mukhi jivhado sameva suratam. When we take to the transcendental loving service of the Lord, then the Lord reveals himself. We cannot understand. He reveals himself. Therefore, Sevanmukhi hi jivhado. Jivha means tongue. The first business of us is to engage the tongue in the service of the Lord. So how you can engage the tongue in the service of the Lord? By chanting and glorifying his name, fame, quality, form, paraphernalia, pastimes. This is the business of the tongue. Sevanmukhi jivhado. When the tongue is engaged, gradually all other senses are also engaged in the service of the Lord. The tongue is the most important sense within our body. Therefore, for controlling our senses, it is recommended that one should control first about the tongue. V.O. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in his song, Kar madhye jivhavati lobho maya sudurmat. Our present conditional state is like this. Sarira avidya jar. We are packed up in the network of this material body. It is just like a thief is caught and within a net. Similarly, we are caught up by this network of this material body. Not only this body, we are changing this net in various stages of life. There are 8,400,000 of forms of this network. This is a network of ignorance. Avidya-ja. Avidya means ignorance. Sarira-avidya-jal jarendriya-tahe-kal. And this network, my imprisonment within this network of ignorance is being continued on account of these dangerous senses. Sense-enjana. So, out of these dangerous senses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the tongue is the most dangerous. Tongue is the most dangerous. The tongue, if we cannot control the tongue, then the tongue will oblige me to take different types of body, one after another. If I am very much fond of satisfying my tongue by flesh and blood, then nature, material nature, will give me facility to test flesh and blood, fresh, and give me a body of the tiger. If I do not discriminate of eating, then material nature will give me a body just like a hog, when we have to accept as our food, stool. So, we are so-called materially suffering and enjoying according to this body. Therefore, this body, this human form of body, is a great opportunity. Because God realization begins by engaging the tongue. Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu, by engaging the tongue in the loving service of the Lord, one can make advance in Krishna consciousness, ultimate realization of the tongue. So this tongue in the human body can be engaged. In other body, in the cat's body, dog's body, tiger's body, tiger may be very powerful animal. No animal is powerful or better than human beings, that is accepted. So this human form of life is a great boon to the living entity who is traveling through the cycle of birth and death, perpetually changing different sorts of body. Here is the opportunity, human form of body. We can utilize the tongue properly and get out of this class. Sevan Mukhehi Jivhadu. So, seva means service. Jivha ado, beginning from the tongue. So if we can keep our tongue engaged, always chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because Krishna, this sound is not different from Krishna. Krishna is absolute. Nothing is different from Him. Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. In the material sense, everything is different. I myself is different from this body. I'm not this body. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna and Krishna's body is the same. Abhijananti manamura manasim tanumasu. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, rascals and fools, they deride at me because I have appeared as a human being. They are thinking just like I am ordinary human being. Param bhavam ajananta. These rascals do not know what is my influence and what I am. Param bhavam. What is my nature? They do not know. Without knowing me, they consider Krishna is an ordinary human being. Abhijananti, mura. This very particular word has been used. Mura. Mura means rascal. So, in spite of this warning, there are so many rascals passing as big scholars. They say like this, when there is order of Krishna that you surrender unto me, the rascals comment, it is not to Krishna, but the unborn spirit which is within this. He does not know that Krishna is not different from his body. Krishna is not different from his name. Krishna is not different from his fame. Anything pertaining to Krishna is Krishna. They are monists. They are philosophizing that oneness. But as soon as they come to Krishna, immediately they divide. Krishna is different from his body. Our body, Krishna's body is different. Tathasya Krishna Namadi. So Krishna's name and Krishna is not different. Therefore, as soon as my tongue touches the holy name of Krishna, that means immediately it associates with Krishna. So if you constantly keep yourself associated with Krishna by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, then just imagine how you are being easily purified simply by this process, chanting. Jivhadu, engaging the tongue in chanting, and your tongue wants very palatable dishes to taste. So Krishna is very kind. He has given you hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes, remnants of pushta eaten by him. You eat. In this way, if you simply make it a determination that I shall not allow my tongue to taste anything which is not offered to Krishna, and I shall engage my tongue always chanting Hare Krishna, then all perfection is at within your hold. All perfection. Two simple things. Don't eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. That's our Krishna prasadam has so variegated, nice varieties. So the variety is the mother of enjoyment. How much enjoyment you want with your tongue? You can have simply by eating Krishna prasadam. And the more your tongue is purified, the more you relish the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Relish. Anandamudi Vardhanam. It is stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it increases the ocean of bliss, transcendental bliss. Ocean does not increase. We have no experience within this material world. If ocean would have increased, then all the lands would have been swallowed up many long, long years. Ocean does not increase. But this ocean, transcendental bliss, is increasing. Some of you must have experienced, those who are actually realizing, the authorities like Rupa Goswami, he says that what I shall chant with one tongue? If I would have millions of tongues, then I could chant a little more. And what I shall hear with 2 ears? He is expecting, he is aspiring to have millions of ears and trillions of tongues to relish the chanting Hare Krishna. So that is another stage, of course, when this chanting will be so melodious that we shall try to have more ears and more tongue to utilize it. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navavir Gayam Indri. By our present senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna or what is God, what is His name, what is His form, what is His quality. Therefore, immediately if we try to understand Krishna by His picture, Krishna is embracing Radharani or the gopis, we shall mistake. Because unless our senses are purified, we shall accept Krishna and Radharani as ordinary young boy or girl and their dealings. But actually it is not. It is pure. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kara has distinguished that the loving affairs of the gopis with Krishna and ordinary these lustful dealings of human beings, there is a gulf of difference. He compares that the gopis' love with Krishna is gold. And our so-called love here is iron. As there is difference between gold and iron, similarly there is difference between the loving affairs of gopis with Krishna and this mundane so-called lusty affairs between man and woman and boys and girls. It is never equal. Therefore, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navavirga, these present senses, these impure senses, contaminated senses cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, we should follow this principle. Sevanamukhi Hiji Bhado. First of all, engage chanting Hare Krishna. There is Radha and Krishna. Hara is Radha. And Krishna, there is. But don't try to understand by the present senses, but simply chant their holy name, Hare Krishna. Then, Chita Darpana Marjanam, when the dust on the mirror of your heart will be clean, and it will clean, by simply chant Chita Darpana Marjanam, Bhavu Mahadavagni Nidbapanam. And there will be no more any material condition. That is the next stage. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then immediately the stage will be that you are free from all material anxiety. That is the test. How I am advancing in chanting, will be tested how far you are free from material anxiety.
Chita Dharpana Madhanam Bhava Mahadavani.
Then real life begins. So long you are perturbed by material disturbances, you should know that your spiritual life has not begun. This is confounding everywhere.
Brahma bhuta prasannātmāna sūtati na kāṅkati.
Prasanna, Bhagavad Gita says, when one is Brahma realized means one who understands that I am not this body, I am pure spirit soul, eternal servitor of Krishna. Simply understanding that I am not this body and spirit soul is not enough. That is not sufficient knowledge. Of course, that is good. That is just on the marginal state between matter and spirit. But you have to transcend completely this material existence and come to the platform of spiritual understanding. So, for that purpose, you have to go farther after Brahma realizes.
Brahma bhuta prasannātmā.
If you are actually Brahma realized, the symptom will be that you are always joyful. No anxiety. Anxiety, why anxiety? Everything is very nicely discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayang dityādhi nivesata syāt. When we forget Krishna and God, or God, and if we think there is something else than Krishna, then we are afraid. And those who are convinced and realize so, that there is nothing but Krishna, so where is the cause of fear? Fullness. Therefore, those who are pure devotees, they are not disturbed in most distressed condition of life. What they think? They think, tattenukampa. My Lord, it is your great mercy that you have put me into this distressed condition. Tattenukampa, susumikshamana. So in the distressed condition, the devotees take it an opportunity that I have got a very nice opportunity to remember God constantly. Krishna, you are so kind that you have given me in this distress. So this Krishna consciousness is very nice. If we try to make progress on this line, we feel even jasmin sthite guru nāpi dukkhena nā vicālate, Bhagavad Gita. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, even in the terrible situation, fearful situation, he is not afraid. Just like Prahlāda, you see. Prahlāda Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, his father tortured him like any. And he was not afraid. He was not afraid. This is the Krishna consciousness state. The boy is not afraid. Even in such tortured condition, when his father challenged him, Prahlad, with whose strength you are so powerful that you do not care for me? Immediately answer, my dear father, by whose power you are talking like that? So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that even one is put into the terrible condition of distress, he is not perturbed. Narayana Parasarvim, there are many verses like that, you can quote, and it.
Narayana Parasarvina Kutastana Vibhati. If one becomes Krishna conscious, he is not afraid of any condition of life. Na Kutastana Vibhati. Sarga Apavarga Narakeshati. If he is put into the hell or in heaven or in spiritual world and any world, he is happy. Tullakadarsana. He thinks everything is all the same. Either he put me in the hell or heaven or this or that. We are all the same. Because he is always with Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is always with him. So, what is the cause of being afraid? This place is not good, this place is very good. No? Wherever Krishna is there, he is very good. That's all. So, we have to practice and train the tongue very nicely. Sevan Mukhehi Jivahadu, Same Vaspurattada. And the more our tongue is engaged in this loving service of Krishna, it is very nice service. We simply chant and eat Krishna Prasada. It is very difficult service. Everyone will accept, oh yes. But unfortunately, everyone does not accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Itadrishi Tabhagipa Bhagavan Mamati, my dear Lord, you are so kind that you have approached me and by transcendental sound. Or you are always with me. It can be. If I take, then Krishna is always with me. If I reject, then that is the ignorance. Krishna is everywhere means as soon as we accept Krishna is immediately with us. And as soon as we reject, he is far, far away. So, Krishna can be with us very easily simply by this chanting or engaging the tongue in his service. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process or he inaugurated this process in this age. Although it is not new system, but he specially introduced because his incarnation is to reclaim the fallen soul from this age. Before advent of Krishna, he is simply planning, as soon as Krishna will take birth, I will kill him. This is the plan of the demon, to kill God. If he is, God is dead, that is also killing, all sort of killing. There is no God, I am God. These are all different processes of trying to kill. The God is never killed. Rather, they are killed. That is the whole history. Everywhere.
Whose complete choice is it to be a demon? Is it the living entity's choice? Complete choice to be demonic against God? Or is it part of Krishna's energy to put demons and to or have created them that
No.
Is it completely each individual choice to be demon?
Yes. Demon means when he is forgotten. Man has lost his sense, that is demon. Demon means maya apurita jnana. Maya, by the influence of maya, the true aspect of knowledge is taken away. Anyone who is trying to establish it, that there is no God, he is here. There are so many philosophers, so many atheists, so many scientists. Their only business is to deny God. They are demons. Yes.
That is their individual complete choice.
Now that is ignorance. Yes. Opposite of jnana means just like a madman. For the timing, his natural knowledge is taken away. Crazy. What do you mean by crazy? For the time being, his knowledge is taken away. Similarly, when a living entity is in that position, as somebody has taken away his knowledge, that is demonic condition. But he can be re-established again in knowledge. Just like a crazy man is sent mental disorder to hospital for treatment, again he comes as a sane man. Similarly, the demons are just like crazy men. Even they are treated with Krishna consciousness, they can be reverted to their own position. So this is temporary. This demonic nature is temporary due to the contact with Maya. Therefore, the whole business is how to get out of the clutches of Maya. Then there is no more demonic nature. It is artificial, superficial. It comes and goes. As it comes artificially, so it can go out. And the driving method is this Krishna consciousness.
Maya is temporary, and the only thing that is eternal is Krishna's energy, or Krishna and spiritual energy.
Yes, spiritual energy, that is eternal. That is eternal. So we are, due to our ignorance, we have been very mysterious to the temporary situation of Maya, and we have forgotten the eternal position. This is our present condition of life. Now this Krishna consciousness movement means the treatment to reclaim the living entity from the clutches of Maya, and then he is situated in his natural position.